I am so excited. Today we're coming back for a brand new episode on Becoming Limitless, and I have a very special guest, Desi Bartlett, and she is the founder of Body Mind Workout and someone that really advocates for women, mothers, leads retreats, lives in Oahu on the magical islands of Hawaii. And I'll let her introduce herself, her mission, and excited for you guys to grab your journals, your notes, take notes, let it land in your body so it's something that really shifts for you today.
Thank you so much for the beautiful introduction, Amber, and I'm so happy to be here with you. What I'm most passionate about is helping women through the different transitions in life. So whether it's a young girl getting her cycle for the first time, the journey of fertility, pregnancy, new motherhood, perimenopause, and beyond. And there's all of these different windows that can be really tender. And if we can give women the tools to really navigate these tender windows of time with strength and a feeling of joy, then that's what I'm all about. And so I have a lot of different experiences across my life, from my personal life, from my research work, from diving deep into writing books. And anything that I have, I offer with my whole heart so that other women can feel great.
I love this so much because my daughter is going to be turning one next week. And for me, it's this new way of supporting women through the different phases and cycles of life. And it's something that I highly advocate for, whether you're a mother or not, you know, a mother. And in Costa Rica, the village is so strong in supporting each other here, because if you're not living in the States near your family, living in the jungle is freaking hard, and you need your women to support you. And I'm curious, I know that we were talking before I hit go live, your brand and your mission has also evolved. What got you on the path that you are on now as a woman yourself?
So originally, what got me on the path of health and fitness was just my own healing journey. But then later, when I became pregnant for the first time, and I started to attend different classes, prenatal yoga and fitness classes, I couldn't find the right fit. And I felt like Goldilocks, like this one's too hard. This one's too easy. I need the right one. And at that point, I had already had so much of a background in education in these fields. I'm like, it's time for me to step up and create it. And so I closed my eyes and I communed with the baby inside of my belly, my first son, Cruz. And I said, please, please help me know what the next right move is to support this body that's supporting you. And so I let a lot of it come through meditation in addition to my background. And so things kind of evolved from there. Next, when I went to Mommy and Me classes, I also couldn't necessarily find the right fit. So after he was born, I had to kind of figure it out. I was holding him and realizing as he was growing, I was getting stronger. It's in fitness, it's called the SED principle. Specific adaptation to imposed demand. All that means is whatever muscles you're working, really only those muscles get stronger. If I'm working my biceps, it doesn't necessarily affect my legs, kind of thing. But what I was noticing is that as he was growing, I was getting stronger and stronger in my core, in my arms. And I'm like, okay, wait, this is amazing. And why don't we share like the good news of strength around new motherhood? So that started to come into my work. And now, as a woman in my early 50s with perimenopause, I'm like, okay, it's time again to dive back deep. And I went back to school to study it because I want to make sure that I am really honoring the ancient tradition of yoga, which is where I come from, and blending that with modern science. So that again, this isn't just for me. This is so that I can give women the tools that we need in sisterhood. So just like you're experiencing that in the jungle with your community, I want to be part of that circle and offer what I can.
Yeah, that's so beautiful, because it's often what I talk about too in retreats and in ceremony with other women. And as we're growing and scaling our businesses, our companies, our legacy, and our mission, it is the mind, body, spirit connection. So as you're like opening in prayer of like, what does my body want to do and what mission am I on? It's this, we never end up where we begin, because we're constantly growing and evolving. And as we're experiencing life, how we want to show up in the world and support and impact others changes too. And one big conversation here, specifically in Costa Rica, is premenopause and what that can look like. And I think, like, as we were talking about before we hit live, motherhood, I've never been so strong and fit, and I have had two kids, right? But we have this idea we're going to lose the body, or we need to get back to what the body was before. But like, where you bring the science in, that's actually an illusion, where I think that sometimes we are taking away our power as women. But like, you connecting to source, it's like, what wants to come through me right now? What wants to move through me? And it's like, we're so intuitive. But that intuition has been taken away from us in media, in marketing, in this false illusion of what it's like to be a woman. Because what I have found, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on this, but the studies that we see and the evidence that we see mostly has been on men, not necessarily coming from women and women's body. And that's shifting now, especially as the world starts to wake up to like these different phases of women and how powerful we are before we have the cycle, during the cycle, after motherhood, and then into premenopause, right?
Hallelujah, yes. So in the United States right now, I believe we have approximately $53 billion of research funds available for health in general. Of the $53 billion, less than 1% is dedicated to the menopausal transition. That's not enough. We need to advocate, and we need to ask for more so that we can really find out what's happening from the inside out. Now, what I've learned is that during this transition, to your point, we're kind of told like it's bad, or you know, you're going to look old, you're going to have this hump in your neck, you're not going to have energy, you need to shrink yourself in some way or another, whether that's shrinking your body or shrinking your life so that you're not at work anymore. And I'm like, oh my goodness gracious, there is a better way. And so what I've really done is kind of dug into, what are women really experiencing? Tell me. And that was what my qualitative research was about. And three things came up over and over and over. Number one, they felt like they weren't heard by their doctors. And I don't want to slam doctors. There are some amazing medical professionals, but if they're only given 5 minutes with a woman, it's not enough. So in many cases, they felt like they weren't heard. Secondly, they did not feel like they had community support. Because we're so compartmentalized in the way that we live, we can feel really disconnected. And that's where people like you come in and create, you know, beautiful sacred spaces and circles and retreats. And I do that as well, so that we can remember the sisterhood and support. And then the third thing that I heard over and over was, what the heck is going on with my body, right? Because as estrogen declines, there can be a recomposition, a repatterning of fat distribution, in which a lot of adipose tissue starts to come into the viscera. It's a really fancy way of saying your belly gets fatter. But there are ways to mitigate that. We don't have to live with that. So again, if we can get the information out there and help people choose the right professional for them, find the right community support, and have the tools for their body, then we can all feel great.
I love that. And it's like three tangible things that you can actually lean into as your body goes into that transition. And I'm curious for you, like, what have you found being in it right now, like things that are supporting you? Because right, I feel for as women especially, the belly is a very sensitive place, obviously with the chakra system and this being our power center. It's also a place that we commonly judge and we look at and we're sad about, and it's also the place of our power. So it's like, if we're not happy with that place, then we're also giving away our power. So what are some things that those that are in, I have two questions.
Yes.
One, what are signs that you're going in to premenopause? And two, what are ways to shift the way in which your body is changing, right? Like, if you know these things are happening hormonally, what are things that you can do and or eat to support your body in that process?
So perimenopause can begin as young as 35. And we don't talk about that enough. But what happens is you might not necessarily see like a cessation of the menses. You might not lose your period anywhere near that time. But all of a sudden, you start to have like two cycles in the month, or the cycles become really erratic. There's a really, really heavy bleed followed by no cycle, that kind of thing. So that's sort of the easiest way to know, is through symptomology, right? Mm-hmm. And then the next thing is, I think your second question was specifically about belly fat. So to your point, in the chakra system, this is our third chakra, Manipura. Manipura is the city of jewels. And it sits at the same place that the martial artists call the Dantian, the power center, as you said. And so if we are constantly looking at our bellies and judging and saying terrible things every time we walk by the mirror, our bodies hear us. So I like to start with simply breathing, putting one hand on your heart, one hand on your belly, closing your eyes, and feeling some of that love and appreciation that you have for so many others, whether it's for your children, your spouse, your parents, the universe. Send some of that to your belly. Oxygenate your body and breathe in that love so that you can share it with yourself. And also teaching women how to breathe correctly. You know, we forget. When we inhale, we're supposed to expand. It isn't bad. When we exhale, then we contract and feel the abdominal muscles drawing in towards the midline. So we want to get back to proper function, especially after major events like having a baby. If we've had a baby, for example, through C-section, or if there's been any kind of situation in which we needed a lot of repair in the pelvic floor, we need the abdominal muscles in front and the pelvic floor muscles at the bottom, diaphragm on top. We need that all to work again in harmony. So I work with my mamas to learn how to do that, or with any woman who's had a disruption in the pelvic floor, especially. And then from there, we get to food. How do we nourish ourselves? Are we nourishing ourselves by just constantly grabbing coffee and easy carbs? Or are we taking the time to really notice, like, what is this food made of? Did it come from the earth, or was it created in a factory? So we do have to take the time to look at our food and make sure that at least 80% of the time it comes from natural sources, and that we have that macronutrient ratio that works for our body. It's a little bit different for everyone, but generally speaking, it's going to be at least 30% protein to sustain your energy throughout the day. And now studies show that when we add even a little bit more protein around the perimenopausal transition, we can recomposition the body to have less body fat, especially around the viscera, around the belly. So what do we have? We have thoughts, and we have breathing, we have nourishment, oh, training, of course. So working out in the gym. If you can work out in the gym in such a way that you are focused on your abdominal and core strength to support you in your posture as a woman, and not just, you know, like, what does it look like? Then you're really going to have this power center charged up. And that's kind of what makes us feel like we can sit up tall like a queen.
Yeah, and I really love that too, because I was going to ask you, like, strength training is something I hear, and protein is something I hear often as well. But when I'm thinking about like the way in which our bodies are shifting, and like especially you're saying in this area, it's like, how do we draw more energy, more electromagnetic fields into this space where it's decreasing, right? The hormones are starting to decrease. It's like the shift of the energy that we're taking and bringing ourselves back into the power of that shift. For you, what have you noticed, like for women that are going into premenopause, like what is the biggest struggle that they have in this transition? Is it the lack of education, lack of support, like the shift in, you know, because I know for me, I didn't realize how much postpartum was going to shift my hormones and bring up different emotions and layers within my body post baby. So I'm curious, like for those that are going through premenopause, like there's not enough education around what to prepare for. And I think if we understand before we're in it, then we can be like, oh, this is part of it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's part of why I wrote my second book with my two co-authors, Total Body Beautiful: Secrets to Looking and Feeling Your Best After Age 35. Because again, it can start as young as 35, but if we can teach our daughters when they're young and they're first getting their cycle that, okay, as you go through puberty, there is this tremendous transition in your body, mind, and heart. When you get to perimenopause, it's quite similar. But it's like in reverse, right? Instead of the hormones ramping up, now they're declining. But it feels the same. It feels like this wild roller coaster of emotions. And so, what I hear the most from women, to go back to your original question, is that they simply do not feel like themselves. And that's what they tell me. I don't feel like myself, and I don't know why. And so, then we have to dig into, okay, are you feeling this primarily in your body, in your mind, and the connection between the two? And then we figure out the tools that would be the correct recipe, if you will, to help support her. But then also on the flip side, everyone talks about belly fat. They just want to know, like, how do I get rid of the pooch?
Yeah, I love this so much because I've heard that. And if you're listening and you've heard this before, or you've experienced it, like, I don't feel like myself and I don't know why. It's usually something within our hormones. And the things that support the hormones is how you move and what you eat and who you have support with. So it's like really being able to lean into those tools and modalities to support these phases in our lives. And that's something that I know I didn't have the education on and around when I was going into my cycle. And when we got on the call, I'm just like, I'm so grateful for you and your work because now I have a daughter and we get to have these conversations and these transitions. Because if only 1% is going into like the education funding around premenopause, but like we're the reason that humanity exists, we have to shift the conversation so women feel supported when they're going into this transition. Because I just heard this the other day, not long ago, from one of my clients that it can start as early as 35. And I was like that's we people don't realize. And so when you go through that, like I don't feel like myself and I don't know why. This is why community is so important. This is why education is so important in the work that you do and makes sense now as you're going into premenopause, like why this has become a really big mission for you. And I'm curious how you see, I have a strong yogic background, been studying it for 17 years, and so how we kind of came into each other's world. But how do you see the yoga world and yogic philosophy weaving in to the teachings of what it is that you're doing today? And I ask this because like now I support women in growing and scaling their businesses, but from yogic philosophy. So I'm curious for you, where you're going in through premenopause and science, like how do you see yogic philosophy and the yoga lifestyle weaving into your unique methodology for supporting women in menopause?
So as my own body, mind, and spirit have grown, so has my business. And so I changed the name to the Body Mind Workout because I really want to support the interconnection of the body and the mind. And I made it one word because that comes from the yogic teachings. And specifically, that term came from my mother's guru, Goswami Kriyananda, when I was a little girl. When I was 6 years old, he gave me my first mantra. And so when I look at this path of yoga and how it supported me throughout my life, I can't help but interweave it into everything I do and everything I say because it's part of who I am. It's not just what I practice, it truly is in my being. And you were speaking earlier about the chakras, and what was coming to mind is that each chakra corresponds to the endocrine system, to the glands. And so that third chakra, Manipura, corresponds to our adrenals and our life force energy, our vitality. So when I'm working with women, I'm looking at them from both this like Eastern esoteric lens, if you will, and teaching them about the energy body, how to cleanse and support the energy body through meditation, through pranayama, through postures, and then also explaining the science behind it so that it's not woo-woo. It's not disembodied like, let's like chant. Why? Tell me why. I want to know why. What is this going to do? What am I actually creating? So when I blend the two, that's when I find that I can be of the most service to others.
Yeah. And I really love what it's the definition of it, right? Your journey. It becomes less about what you do and who you be. It's like the God is calling about turning everything that we've ever been, all the dark places we've ever gone, all the life experiences into compost. And so it's like everything that you do just becomes the compost of who you are and how it is that you create. And as you grow and as you evolve, your clientele comes in from different walks of life, and some need the science, right? Mm-hmm. They need the understanding so that they can believe in it too, because there's that thing about the, what's it called? I'm having a blank moment. The placebo effect, right? And sometimes we just need the placebo effect to believe in the different things. And so weaving in the science into the woo is something that is really powerful for meeting different types of clients.
Absolutely. And I love your work and how you empower other healers. And there's a lot of us in this industry that don't know how to market or how to, you know, bring this message into the world so that we can actually serve the people. We want to make sure that we're able to serve in such a way that there's an even exchange, right? And making sure that you're paid for your services and making sure that you're offering services that hold value. And one of the things, now I'm going to go really far into the woo for a moment. One of the things I was thinking about this morning as I was preparing to speak with you is how beautifully you talk about the marketing funnel. And the funniest thing happened a few years ago. I was drawing a marketing funnel because I was working at a yoga company and I was trying to explain, like, this is how we get the message out. And a woman walked by and she said, "Oh, is that a uterus?" And I'm like, "Excuse me?" And then I look back and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, it looks like the fallopian tubes." So it's all connected. And I know that's a really random and weird thing, but it shows the creative spirit of women and how we bring things into the world.
It's so beautiful. I have like full body chills because like the placenta looks like a tree, you know, and it's all interconnected. And so when we really see that, we can feel the support of the cycles in life as well. So it's like, it doesn't really matter what it is, because it's like, how do you connect the dots to what makes sense for the visualization of the life that you see out there? And so when someone sees like, "Oh, marketing and funnels in the uterus," like if that's the way in which you can connect to it, right? Because the uterus is where the baby grows. Mm-hmm. So if you want to think about like marketing sales, like your message getting out there can be the physical uterus, right? And so then what happens in the uterus? And it's like, what's so powerful, and I'm sure you are obsessed with this as well, is like our bodies can birth babies. And how that happens is the mind-body connection. And we as a society are disconnected from the mind-body connection, but we're waking up and we're supporting that in those in our world, it's like, this is something we can jam out and talk about all the time. But like, the more that we talk about this, the more mainstream that it becomes, and the more empowered women are to go through these different cycles, like celebrating when a woman gets her cycle, celebrating when a woman gets pregnant, celebrating from the mother to the maiden, like these different things that are happening, celebrating when you're out of your cycle in that next chapter. Because even though I would love your actual science brain on this, the blood stops, but does a woman still cycle?
That's a wonderful question. The bleed stops because there's no more eggs, essentially. But we, in my opinion, we're like the moon, right? And so we have this larger cycle of our lives when we go from the maiden to the queen to the crone. But within each of those, there are mini cycles, if you will. So for example, it could be the actual menstrual cycle, but also within the postmenopausal years, there are absolutely cycles because you have a change in the hormonal panel again. Let me get really scientific for just a second. So during our reproductive years, we have a form of estrogen that is prominent called E2. It is estradiol. When we go into menopause, what happens is we have a huge drop, a big decline in estradiol, and the body starts to create a new form of estrogen called estrone, which is not as good as protecting our bones and giving us like shiny hair and all the things. But we do have a form of estrogen, and then that continues to change throughout those years. So thank you for asking that question, because now you're going to send me into deeper research mode. But the overall answer is yes, there are absolutely cycles within cycles.
Yeah. And I feel that strongly. That's why I was like, wait, I should stop my rant, because I have been breastfeeding now. On next Friday will be for 1 year, but I feel the cycles. Even though I'm breastfeeding, I can feel the cycles. So as we grow and as we age and we start to understand, women's bodies are constantly changing and going through different cycles than men, it's more important than ever to be educated on the seasons, the cycles of life, and how we can integrate growing our businesses, growing our families, growing our communities in those same cycles to what I call ride the different waves of life and the different experiences that we go on in and through life.
Amen. Yes. And just like farmers sync up with the moon for when they're planting and when they're reaping the harvest, we can do that same thing within our lives and our businesses. There are times when we are meant to be out there and creating and sharing, and then there are times when we're meant to go within and feel.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm curious for you, as we wrap up here, what's one piece of advice if you were connecting to a woman like that would allow her to really feel limitless?
To feel limitless, I would invite her. I'm going to close my eyes because I don't want this to come from the scientific brain. I want this to come through from source. And I would invite her to step out into Mother Nature, if she happens to live near a body of water, to see the power of water and how water is at the same time soft, and it can tickle your toes when you are at the water's edge, and fierce, simply because it continues to move day after day, year after year, and can quite literally shape the earth. So remembering that we have that power within.
So beautiful. And I know that you do retreats, you have courses. How can people come and find out about your work and your offerings?
You can find me at thebodymindworkout.com, and on Insta, I'm Mothers Into Living Fit. And I lead international retreats. I've got one coming up in Cabo. I have a perimenopausal course coming up with IDEA. And it's my honor and my joy to share this. So if there's any way that I can support you, come on over, and I have lots to share with you.
Thank you so much, Desi. I'm definitely going to put all of your links into our show notes. So wherever you're at in your life, if you know someone that knows someone that knows someone, and there's a daughter, a mother, someone that needs her work, Desi's work, like run, find her, share her, so that these women, these mothers are supported in each and every phase. For me, as a mother now to a daughter, I'm like such an advocate for understanding these different cycles and seasons that we're in the community. And you talk about the cycling, like, have you ever been on a retreat and everyone starts their period on the same day? Like, there's just like all of these things that happen where, like, you always like, wait, I'm not supposed to start my cycle yet. And you're like, who did it? Who did this to me? Right. And so that's the power of coming together, right?
I had that happen. My very first retreat that I ever attended with Jane Fryer in the Osa Peninsula, Costa Rica, I was not supposed to get my cycle. And she explained to us that in addition to women coming together, we were also so close to the equator. And that's like the Earth's belly.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. I really love that. And yeah, just more mothers, more daughters finding you, finding your work. Thank you for your time, for sharing. And if you are listening to this and you got something took away, be sure to screenshot it, tag us, tell us your biggest takeaway, and let this work spread across the masses, because daughters and mothers need this. Thank you.